Cue the roll call?
No, it's... You gotta schwa the roll call.
Sorry, schwa the roll call.
It's like how the nerd has to take us back to the past.
Play the shitty games that suck ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know, how the Crake remembers it, so we don't have to.
You'd rather have an Ultraman.
Take a laser disc through the heart.
Take a Vespian ray in the dick.
I really hope the recording picked up my very low whisper of boo at that very bad Fairly Odd Parents joke.
Yeah.
If not, that's fine.
He's an ultra.
He's Lyle.
You know what? Yeah. Aircaster, what are you doing here?
Oh, I thought...
You know,
I thought
he's just chilling.
He's chilling.
Can you be more quieter?
Yeah. Well, you want to turn him down?
I mean, I don't hear him on my end when you guys are talking, so...
Well, good.
Fine, the Aircaster can stay. It's up to the commenters if they hear him or not. Schwa the roll call.
We're live! Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar.
Loyal and Left, Pinkcaster, Lightred!
From Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster, Noble.
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, Ultra Ranger. Swap!
Welcome, everybody, one and all, to episode 5 of Ultra Ranger.
Are we already done 4 episodes?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Is the three of us once again. Sadly, Crunchman is busy doing family things.
Yeah.
So we're not going to judge him on that.
Yeah. When we've told him on many occasions that Cast Ranger is his true family. But no, apparently he doesn't think that.
It's his second family.
And when that familial bond becomes too great, they will combine to create this ultimate being of immense power and strength, fueled by a unified life force.
Alright. Before we get into news, Wayne, what did you and I do over the last week?
We watched Godzilla vs. Biollante and Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah.
Weren't they good movies?
Yeah, more so the King Ghidorah movie.
Yeah.
You'll come for the Godzilla, stay for the M11. That's all I'm gonna say. So go watch that movie. It's fucking great.
Hell, I probably you could say Spielberg gave it a major review.
Because Gar and I have been marathoning all the Godzilla movies from the original up till Shin.
Yeah.
We are not going to be watching the 98 Godzilla and the 2014 Godzilla because we've watched them
different
recently,
universe.
So we don't need to.
Wait, we're not going to watch 2014?
I mean, if you want to, I'm up for it.
I mean, technically it's not part of the Japanese monster canon, so...
No, but it's a Godzilla
movie.
Yeah,
but, you know, the 2014 movie was the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, and it was also, like, 99% dialogue, 1% Godzilla actually doing shit.
I liked
it. So, a Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, so our next movie we're going to watch is Godzilla vs. Mothra, Battle for Earth.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that movie.
That was actually the first Godzilla movie I ever watched.
Hear about what's supposed to be happening in the next Godzilla movie for Lionsgate or whatever it is?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
But first, we got some news.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure we do.
All right.
It's been a while.
First up for news, Hase Takano starts Hilo movie crowdfunding. Hase Takano, famous for his roles in various tokusatsu TV shows, aka Ultraman the Ghoul from Ultraman Gaia, and Kamen Rider Raya from Kamen Rider Ryuki.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm into this shit now.
And Nigo from Kamen Rider the First has started crowdfunding for the tokusatsu movie that he is directing, Hilo. The movie... The said movie is entitled Hilo, written by Yuji Kobayashi, Uchukeiji Gavan, the movie director or writer, which is about the tokusatsu industry and how our favorite shows are made. This was announced by Takano's Twitter account, and the crowdfunding started with the campfire goals like DVD releases, an invitation to a screening, and a chance to appear in the movie itself.
So, basically, kind of like that behind-the-scenes episode of RPM, but, maybe, like, in movie format?
Or it's like a or it's kind of like a real documentary.
A mockumentary or something?
Yeah, like the fair...
I'm interested either way. It sounds cool.
Yeah. The target amount for the movie is about 1,000,000 yen, and the movie is now fully funded since the announcement on June 6th, and will continue until July 13th.
Well, that was quick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's Japan and tokusatsu. I mean, hell, I think the Friday the 13th game in America got funded within, like, less than a month.
Huh. Yeah, Takano left this statement to inspire would-be helpers of this great vision. The relationship between hero and enemies is made up of a power balance. What would the world be like after the enemy won? For that question, I thought about making this movie. In this era, CG has evolved. Opportunities to practice time-consuming explosion scenes are gone. Through this work, I hope to convey the charm of the origins of tokusatsu. Tokusatsu fans think they know, but tokusatsu production costs are more compared to ordinary dramas. It is a low budget, borrowing of power of the cast and staff. I would like to make it in a form of a voluntary movie. Please lend me your power. This movie will also have special appearances by Takara Aoyagi, a.k.a. Juggler's Juggler from Ultraman Orb.
Hey.
Takashi Yoshitoka, Yoshikoda, a.k.a. Ultraman Gaia's host. And, this is my favorite, Takamasu Suga, a.k.a. Shinji Kido, Kamen Rider Ryuki.
There you go.
Hey, I know that guy.
You lost me at Ryuki.
Yeah.
You had me at Ryuki.
Yeah. For those that don't know, me and Noble both love Ryuki.
I just hate all the fucking DVDs.
Okay. it wasn't a bad series, but I just did not care for Ryuki or Knight's characters because
yes,
Ryuki
was
an idiot.
Yeah.
Knight was an asshole.
Yes, it was the paradigm of the asshole everyone hates to love and the idiot everyone loves to hate.
I stayed for Oja, Zolda, and Goro.
Yes, that is exactly why I stayed.
Goro was amazing.
Yes, he was.
And he was also fucking, what's-his-face from Gaim.
Oh, I didn't even notice with the title. It's a bunch of It's a bunch of suit actors wearing the Go Ranger capes, spelling
Aww,
out Hilo.
That's cool.
So it's like red.
Hilo. And the masters of the tokusatsu.
Do you think it's like supposed to be like that weird, stupid spelling, and it's supposed to say like Halo? Or Hello?
Halo 6 confirmed.
Like how some people will like spell words weirdly.
Maybe.
Like. A different phonetic way of spelling a word.
No, a month before...
Like how there's fat and then there's P-H-A-T.
Sure.
Yeah, a month before E3 even happened, 343 was like, we're not announcing anything Halo-related. It's like, oh.
And then they lost.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, Takano's crowdfunding for Hilo does pretty well. And hopefully we find more... We find out more information about this movie later on.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Up next. Now, the next article consists of video game sprites for Ultraman Geed in his various forms.
Why are the always awesome forms video game exclusives?
Well, no, lame.
Because they're impossible to make suits for.
But no, there's primitive, there's solid burning, and then there is... Or, sorry. Yep. G primitive. Yeah, there's Solid Burning and there's Arco Smash. Those two are in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Those two are in the show.
Acro
Smash, whatever.
That's not the one I'm laughing at.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Solid Burning.
And then apparently there is...
But there is... You know how I mentioned that there was the exclusive Ultra Capsule that comes with the first release of the Geode Riser?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, yep. This, if you combine it with the original, with the Ultraman Ultra Capsule, you can fuse it so that it becomes Ultraman Geode, Spacium,
or Shining Mystic.
Yeah, Shining Mystic.
Right. That's a pretty form.
Yes,
I like the yellow.
It
really pops.
Like, it looks like the Ultraman God. Like, I am God.
I cannot wait to get my Geode Riser, man.
Yeah. His special move is the Spacium Star Drive. Wow. In quotations, that's a cool name for a finisher.
It is.
Spacium Star Drive.
It's a lot better than Rider Kick.
Yeah, there's Primitive, and his who use it. Who that? His move is called Wrecking Burst.
Okay.
Doesn't say the other two.
Huh, that's still cool.
Yeah, we'll probably find them out.
I like Geed's default form just because
it's reminiscent of Belial.
Yeah,
because
he has like the Belial eyes, but they're still like enough to stylize that they look like a regular Ultraman's eyes.
To me, Solid Burning kind of looks like a robot.
Yeah, I like the armor.
You know, change it up a bit.
But no, I like Primitive, Acro Smash, and yeah, and Shining Mystic. That's actually really nice.
Oh, that's why their moves aren't revealed. It's just question marks.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see them when the show airs.
Yeah.
After fighting Solid Burning, you need to get yourself tested.
Yeah, speaking of Ultraman Geode, on the Super Eye YouTube channel, they finally released the trailer.
Oh, yeah, we watched it. It was good.
The very first trailer.
It was good.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to watch it now since we already, like, know what the show is about.
Yeah.
But there is one person I want to mention that was in the show, or that was in the trailer. And that is Ultraman Hikari.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Ultraman Hikari is, like, the second Ultraman in the Ultraman Mabius series, in which his actor was Kamen Rider Shin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I guess he went to do other things.
Yeah.
So much so that Ultraman Hikari himself got his own spin-off, like, films.
Next story.
Alright, next story. A new poster for the Godzilla anime has been revealed.
The biggest Godzilla in history?
Yeah.
What? Wait, so even bigger than Shin Godzilla?
Yeah.
Because how tall is Shin Godzilla?
Polygon picked... Shin Godzilla was 118.5 meters tall. Polygon Pictures has confirmed their Godzilla will be the biggest in history. And now it's practically just turned into a dick measuring contest.
I was going to say, yeah, this is now literally whose Godzilla has a bigger dick contest.
Like,
Christ, so Shin Godzilla is 387 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's big!
It's like in a Godzilla, in 1984's Godzilla. Oh, he's 30 meters taller than the original. So he's 80. He's 80 feet tall.
So...
And then in King Ghidorah, he became 100 meters tall.
He gets taller than whatever the tallest building is, so he can leer over them, like Cell said before.
No, actually, that is incorrect. Because in Godzilla versus like King Ghidorah, there are many buildings taller than the Godzilla, and he's 100 meters tall.
Okay, so I just divided Shin Godzilla's height by 6, because like I'm 6 feet.
Yeah.
So he's tall as 64 and a half meters.
So
how tall he is.
That's how tall he is compared to you?
Yeah, compared to me, you need 64 and a half meters just to like reach Godzilla.
Godzilla Monster Planet is the first in 3 anime films. What?
Oh, so they're anime. Yeah, so they're OVAs. Okay. Yeah, that's
inspired
good.
Inspired by Toho's Godzilla franchise, written by Kamen Rider Gaim's Genro Ibuchi.
Yep.
So nobody's going to live at the end of this.
Oh, probably
well,
main character.
I
Except for the
main character and their love interest.
Yeah, main character and female protag.
Yeah. The film will open in Japan on November 17th, then will be streamed worldwide through Netflix.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
I still wouldn't mind if we did a limited theatrical release for this. I would still go see it.
Well, I know what you and I are doing when it comes out on Netflix.
Oh, we're just going to binge watch it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then, actually, fun little fact, my friend Matt, who runs the Monstrosities YouTube channel, is going to be in Japan during November 17th.
Nice.
So he's going to go see a Godzilla movie in Japan.
Oh, badass. I'm excited for this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Gar. You made me fall in love with, like, Ultraman and Godzilla, so thank you. Yeah, it's great.
Also, look at that poster.
Is that what it's going to look like? Or is that the 2014 Godzilla?
No, this is...
That's what he looks like?
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, they took after the 2014 Godzilla.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that's fun. No, I love the 2014 Godzilla's look. He looks like a bear. It's fucking awesome. Cool.
And then the last bit of news, which is also Godzilla-related... But Warner Brothers finally revealed the synopsis for Godzilla, King of Monsters. Yeah. Or Godzilla 2, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah. So.
It goes.
If you've seen. Spoilers, if you've seen the Kong Skull Island and you stay till after credits of the movie, they literally pretty much reveal, hey, so Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah are all going to be in the next movie.
Funny thing, when Kong was in theaters at my work, I told people to stay.
Yeah.
Oh, like, as the credits are about to leave, I'm like, wait, it's going to be awesome. Some guy's like, that was worth the wait, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. But anyways, the synopsis for the film. The new story follows the heroic efforts of the Cryptozoological Agency Monarch.
Mm-hmm.
As it... Bleh.
Oh, yeah, Monarch.
As its members face off against a battery of god-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and his ultimate nemesis, the three-headed King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
His ultimate nemesis, power lines.
When these ancient super species fruit to be mere myths rise again, they all vie for supremacy?
Supremacy, yeah.
Leaving humanity.
Yeah, it basically means being the baddest bitch.
Oh. Leaving humanity's very existence hanging in the balance.
Yeah, they don't fuck up Earth.
Yeah, the film is scheduled to be released on March of 2019. As well, Toho will handle distribution in Japan.
Cool.
You know what we should call this episode of Ultra Ranger since we have all this Godzilla news?
What?
Go, go, Garzilla.
Go, 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 Garzilla.
Go, go, Garzilla.
Oh, I got the perfect thumbnail as well.
Hmm?
It's an old picture. But
your head on Godzilla?
Nope. I already got the perfect picture. It's from me in high school.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be hilarious. But anyways, boys, shall we get on to Ultraman?
Yup.
We schwa.
Alright, so episode 5 of the Origin Saga.
Shit happened.
Gone.
Okay, so first off, we get to see, like, the war god, like, fully in form and everything like that, and God, that's beautiful. It's just a beautiful suit.
You know where it should belong?
Huh?
It kind of feels like it should belong in Kamen Rider Kuga.
Just yeah, because of its design. That definitely looks like it could be a Grungy's kind of deal.
Like,
but I love that design. It just looks so pretty.
Also, is it me or does her crest kind of look like the orb ring?
That's probably how it happens.
Well, according to the master plan, that's not how it happens.
No, because they, like, the next thing we're supposed to get is, like, Guy journeying to grab the four elements to, you know, unlock the true potential of Orb Origin.
Or, you know, the caliber itself.
Yeah, but then that's, like, is
something tells me near the end of this series, she's gonna die, And that thing that looks like the orb scanner thing.
The orb
he's going to keep, yeah, the orb ring. He's going to keep as a memento. And as he's gaining the elements, he'll look at it reminiscently every so often. And then once he actually gets the I'm Ultraman orb thing, somehow they're going to imbue their powers into that since it's a keepsake he's had since he became what he is.
Oh, snap.
We also see there are two new kaijus in the Origin Saga. Verocron and Vaskishman.
Oh.
Or Vaskishman.
They sound like fucking Dungeons and Dragons names, let's put it that way.
Pretty much. They're both
vaguely readable, mostly unpronounceable.
Well, they're from Ultraman Ace, which episodes 1 and 3, so April of 1972.
It's better than my Zoro-inspired character I made in D&D once, William Blades. Ichi still makes fun of me for that.
I mean, it's better than having a guy named William Allen King who's based on books.
Yeah. Yep.
But Ultraman Cosmos reaches Planet Cannon and tries to do his
hippie thing.
Yeah, he tries to do his, you know, hippie thing.
And it does work, but then the bells is too powerful. The Kurutsu?
Yeah, Kujutsu.
Kujutsu. Like yeah, man, it's all about that starflower power. Hey, where are you going?
I just want Ultraman Cosmos to be voiced by Tommy Chong. Where are you going, man?
No, just Cosmos, voiced by, fucking, what's his name? Ego. Guardians 2.
Oh.
The fuck is his name? That's bothering me now.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, thank you.
I'm your Ultraman, Peter. Cosmos guy.
I'm your Ultraman Cosmos.
He reaches. Musashi reaches the queen and basically tries to talk her out of becoming the war god, saying that there could probably be another way than not violence. Which works.
Which is funny because she's been spouting that bullshit for the first 4 episodes and now they're on a heel turn.
Well, because, you know, when you're on a deadline, you don't really, like, you don't really think that well.
Well, it's like, oh, you should use the power of the war god to the war goddess to destroy this person. I don't want to do that. Now it's, I want to use the war goddess to destroy him. Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. That's a bad idea. We should do this with peace.
Do you want to save your people? Yeah.
You gotta show the war goddess thing right up in there, Morty. Right up in there.
Come on, Amane. Jesus, Rigo. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
You gotta do it.
You want to be an Ultraman, right, guy?
Oh, I think so.
What is it with us and just
right up in there?
Been quoting Cartoon Network shows now?
Oh, because boy. They're easy to do.
That and, you know,
well, Fairly Odd Parents is Nickelodeon, but yeah.
You take the seat of life, and you gotta show your ass, Amade.
No, oh God!
You gotta
horrible.
Do it, Shohei. No, Shohei, you gotta do it.
That's bigger than the Mega Seeds.
Yep.
That thing's a super mega seed.
Back on the ship, Guy and Jungler are sparring again. But Guy isn't a scrub in this episode.
No, like, Jungler made, like, a, he was saying to himself, he's just like, no, Guy's, like, getting really, really good very fast.
Do you think when they go to spar, the two girls look at each other and say, they should just fuck already?
No, and then we get some interesting, like, kind of development from Jungler, where, like, he realizes, like, the way that he's been his whole, like, as long as he's known, it was the same as being under control from the Kujutsu, whatever like that. So he's just like, no, I have to fucking change my way. I can't be, like, a fucking prick anymore. So that was some interesting development, but...
Well, we see where that left
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I'm like, we obviously see later that doesn't matter.
You still have a grudge. I mean, look at him. He's angry at him.
Jungler!
Do you see these? I'm Mr. Angry at
Jungler, I'm not your enemy. No not my friend either.
Oh.
Juggler, I used to be your friend. So was I. I don't know how that. I don't know how this makes sense. Neither do I.
Civil War. Wait, Dinah didn't really do a whole lot this episode.
No, he just did his whole talking thing and was like, Orm's a scrub.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's there he goes, dashing off again, doing his own thing.
I just gotta say, I love every single time Guy transforms into Ultraman Orm. It's fucking awesome. Just like how he just takes out the Orb Caliber, just shoots it forward, and then just...
I find it, like, around the second episode, I found it weird, because I'm like, wait, he doesn't do the element thing. So, it's just...
Right, because he doesn't have the element
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he doesn't have...
Yeah, so I'm like, so he legit just points it.
Yeah, like yep. You know, boom. Isn't that what an ult? Wasn't that what Hayata does in fucking the original Ultraman? He just points Beta Capsule in the air, turns an Ultraman.
No, he has the Beta Capsule, points it, presses it.
Okay, he also presses the button.
Yes, he points his flashlight into the air and turns it on and becomes Ultraman.
No, he brings out a sonic screwdriver. That's what it looks like.
And then Orb does, like, a fucking Ultraman kick, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I hope the Ultraman does the Ultraman kick.
So, or as I like to call it, if I can find it in the notes. Where is it? I cannot find it, of course. What's with me writing stuff down in the notes and just not being able?
Welcome to me every day for the past 2 weeks for everything I've been creating for these Kamen Rider campaigns.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Transformers one.
The Ultra Orb Kick.
Ultra Orb Kick.
The Ultra Orb Kick.
Ultraman! Oh! And yeah, then just Amada was just like fighting with herself over, oh, what should I... do, and then decide, fuck it, I'm gonna be the war god.
And the humans didn't really do that much this week's episode.
Well, she also did try to beg with Dr. Psyche to, like, you know, take me and let my people go, and then Psyche's like, oh, I want you, but not how you are right now. It's not what I'm interested in.
Yeah, he pulled the fucking Darth Vader.
The real Raven.
The real Raven.
Or, yeah, the fucking Magneto.
But then there's, like, this scene that actually Gar and I watched that was really, really cool, where it's just, like,
oh, the Dawn scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, cool. Basically, Raigo and his elite group of soldiers are preparing for the Dawn battle. Dr. Psyche puts on his, like, telepath thing so that he can control the Beelzebub. Also, we finally find out, like, his little robot buddy's name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's Partle.
Partle.
Yeah.
Partle. And Partle really cares about Psyche.
Now, if
apparently.
Only Shohei and Yui's, like, friend gets a name.
No. Not important enough.
But, like, as I was watching this week's episode, I really had to think about this. What's with this whole Dawn thing? Because, like, wouldn't it technically be Dawn on the other side of the planet?
Can it be Dawn 30? There's something I need to take care of.
Maybe it's like Tatooine and they have two sons.
No, but then... But when the kaijus tried to attack the Tree of Life's area, we realized this whole entire planet's just a giant forest and there was only a little tiny, like, civilization.
Yeah.
So chances are there's only, like, them on the planet.
Yeah, it's like
else.
The fucking Avatar planet.
We don't talk about
giant,
that.
Think about it. Giant forest. One giant tree where the one civilization lives at, another organization wants that power.
This is
Avatar.
I've never seen Avatar.
You've never seen Avatar?
I've never seen
the
Avatar.
The fuck's wrong with you?
That's my thing. I've
they literally closed down like half of the one Disney park in Florida, I don't remember the name of it, to turn it into... The animal one to turn
I can't I can't and I can't make you watch
Avatar
it
because
I made a vow to myself that I'd only see it once, and I did see it once when it came out in 3D, and that's it. It's a bad movie, but visually, Holy fuck, it was great for its time. Like, James Cameron was onto something. And now he wants to make, like, five more movies. And
yes,
it's taking him almost a fucking decade just to make the sequel.
Took him a decade just to make the first
Gar,
one.
Have you seen Dances with Wolves?
No.
Damn.
No, but, like, he had Avatar. Yeah, James Cameron's had the concept of Avatar since, like, the 80s. Anyways. Yeah, so that's, like, that's pretty much it. There, like, wasn't too much, but we got to see the War God in full form, and it was fucking awesome, and next week we got to see it. It actually, the episode tricked me, because I was like, oh, I swear we get to see the War God! To be continued. No!
Wayne.
Fuck you!
Toku Logic number 64. Whenever there's a new power or a new character to show up, they'll always show up at the end, and then a to be continued, so that you can come back next week.
Yeah, and
to
then
find
the, yeah,
more.
And there's
it didn't
Toku,
feel like 23 minutes.
Yeah, and then there's Toku Logic 69. At least one scene in every Tokusatsu series has to have two of the main characters close to kissing.
Yeah, closely kissing.
Yeah, you know, like Amazons, XA,
Michi, Barrett, and Gaim.
Kamen Rider Forze, a summer movie where Meteor's actors with that one chick and he gives him a kiss on the cheek. But yeah, overall, this is probably my favorite episode of the Origin Saga right now. Because shit's getting intense.
Well, it wasn't mine. Too much talking, not enough orbing.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing, Gar?
Alright, now it's on to, Ultra Fight Orb. So, we all knew what happened this week's episode, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
DX Orb Ring, do your thing. Slugger finally debuted this week in Ultra Fight Orb.
First off, that tripped me out because, like, he gets the form and then they go to, like, fight what's his face, Rebatos. Or no, they fight the monster.
Tyrant.
Yeah, they fight Tyrant. And I'm just like, okay, so let me get this straight. So right now, we're just seeing Ultra 7. An Ultraman Zero fight, but with Orb, who's also using the powers of Ultra 7 and Ultraman Zero.
Yes.
Okay. Because that just tripped me out. Because I'm like, okay, we got both original Ultraman, and then an Ultraman who's using the power of said both Ultraman that are beside him at this very moment.
So it's like when Decade, used the rider power of that rider world.
Also, apparently, it took a guy 10 years just to learn this power.
Okay, so here's the thing. When I first... I watched the rest of Ultra Fight Orb.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah.
Right. The ending is kind of cool, but the rest of it is meh.
Yeah.
But when I first watched it, I thought guy said 100 years.
No. I was like, Jesus Christ, that was a long-ass 100 years.
Not for Ultra.
100 years at the bottom of the ocean, combining my body with the body of your grandfathers.
Yeah. But then he mentioned that it's only been 10 years. So my prediction with the Shining Field is that 1 minute out here is a year there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think...
Well, he said like a fraction, so I like to think maybe like a minute is like 10 years. So maybe just like literally like a minute just went by.
It's like reverse D&D rules.
10 years. Wait, hang on. Let's do the math.
Oh God.
It's like reverse D&D rules.
Okay, well, Gar's doing that. So Rebatos or whatever like that, he summons the Battlenizer, like the staff that Belial used and like acquired in the Zero movie, and I like I jumped for joy because I was like, yeah, it's that fucking awesome stat that Belial just like went to the land of light and just fucking whooped everyone's ass with, and it was fucking great. Oh, I'm gonna watch that movie or just that scene again because it's just, it's 10 minutes.
Before Ultraman G, I'm planning on watching everything Zero was in, which is a whole lot.
Oh, I'll join you.
Okay.
Bitchin'. But yeah, so it was great seeing that staff again, because does the Ultra Act of Belial come with that?
The Ultra Act of Belial?
Yeah, does it come with the Balanizer?
I believe so. It should.
If I ever just, like, get, like, a shit ton of money for some reason, that'll be one of my purchases, just buying the Ultra Act of Belial, and just, like, and then I'll get the Figure Arts or Ultra Act of Geed if they make one, and then just have father and son together. Because, like, Orb was Gar's Ultraman, Geed's gonna be my Ultraman. Because just, I love him so much.
Okay, so in 1 year, there's 8,760 hours. So we gotta do a fraction.
Do you know how many minutes there are in a year?
No.
Okay, well, anyways, let's not worry about this.
Fuck it.
So then,
10 minutes out here is 1 year there.
There you go.
No, wait.
No, 1 minute out here is 10 years in there. That's my guess.
What did I say the first time?
You said one year, or 10 minutes out here was 10 years.
Why not just make it like fucking Digimon? When you're in the digital world, time outside of the digital world doesn't move.
There you go.
When you come out after you go in, time hasn't changed, even though you.
Oh yeah, because like when they came back to the real world after, like, when my oldest mom invaded, they were just like, "Oh, kids, aren't you supposed to be at camp right now? Like, we just sent you there."
Oh, dude, spoilers. Didn't get that. I'm joking.
Oh, dude, spoilers to a really old anime.
Yeah, right.
That literally had a recent, like, continuation of the story that's getting a stage play.
Yeah, Digimon Adventure Tri is bitchin'.
Also, Jack and Zoffy did jack shit. Ha!
Nah.
Ha! Ha! I, like, realized I made the joke while I was saying it. Ow.
On to episode 7 of Ultra Fight Orb.
Which, yeah, we were kind of talking already.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Well, just like what I'm used to doing when we do talk about two episodes, I just combine them into one thing.
Why?
Because it's easier.
It's not.
So then Orb and Zero go to fight Rebatos, and then just like Zero did something, and then he's like,
he opened up a warp bridge, or a space bridge.
Well, no, and then they get there, and then, like, he's just like, I'll leave it to you, Orb.
Well, yeah, because he drained all of his energy, almost, just to get them there.
He wasted all of his spells just to get them there, and now the cleric is useless.
So then, it looks like Orb kicks his ass, and everybody just is like, nope, I'm immortal, fuck you!
No one can stop me. Well, in that case, I'm just gonna have to beat you faster than you can regenerate.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna slice you up so fast that you won't have time to regenerate.
Yeah, it's like, no, he has a point.
Yeah, he, like,
he has a point on one end, but then on the other hand, like, so are you just gonna slice him forever and forever and forever and forever?
No, Aurelium Slugger, though, it's a nice form. I like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad.
I don't know, but would've been figure. Maybe my mind.
Like, what would you prefer? Would you prefer that or Hurricane Slasher?
I would have loved it if it came with a baseball bat. Just as the ultimate non-sequitur.
Like a Louisiana Slugger?
Just because it's named Slugger, just come with a bat. Just with a baseball bat.
Well, not just any baseball bat. The Louisiana Slugger.
Yeah, the Ultra Bat.
Or whatever the fuck it's called. Not.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay.
Louisville
Slugger. Thank you.
Next week on Ultra Ranger, we'll be talking about the final episode of Ultra Fight Orb.
Oh shit! So, is it 3 minutes?
Yeah. You want the weird part though?
What?
Super Eye is gonna release this on Blu-ray, as we already mentioned, Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Cool.
In which it's just gonna be a movie, like it's all just gonna be one giant part.
So what the CW does with their Vixen series? They'll have a season of a whole bunch of, like, little like 30 to 2 minute sections, and then for the final episode, they combine all the little episodes into like a 30 minute episode.
Or it's kind of like what Rooster Teeth does with the Red versus Blue series. Whenever they release it on DVD, they'll just put every episode together.
Yeah.
So it's just one giant movie. Which, to me, that's kind of hard to follow.
God, the figure at Spider-Man Homecoming does not look good.
Yeah, because...
too many joints.
You know why it's called Spider-Man Homecoming, right?
Because Marvel Studios got the rights back to him.
No, because the movie happens around Homecoming.
What the fuck is Homecoming?
It's a thing people do in high school.
Yeah. We're Canadians. We don't do homecomings.
Isn't that what prom is?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a stupid dance thing at, like, the beginning of the school year, maybe a month or two in, that is more or less a very, more or less super amazingly very cheap prom.
Oh, okay. So a semi-formal.
Oh, semi-formal. Yeah, we call them semi-formals here.
Yeah, more or less, yes.
Hashtag we're Canadian.
Yeah, it's like how apparently in American schools, in grade school, they use number grades, and then in high school they use letter grades.
That's so weird.
Yeah, in Canadian schools we use letter grades in early school, and then in high school we have number grades.
Well, like after,
I've had letters all my life.
Like with us, once you reach grade 6, you got like number grades.
Yeah, you get number grades.
All right.
That's fucked up. Anyways, everybody.
That will be this week's episode of Ultra Ranger, episode 5.
Woo!
Go, 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 Garzilla. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at twitter.com/allaboutallarod. Lane?
Pink, or Caster Pink, or at Lightred.
All right. You can follow Noble on twitter.com/thenoble117. NavyCast, you can follow Crunchman on twitter.com/crunchman61. Or if you just want to hear me talk about more tokusatsu, you can hear me at Garz Tokublogs on Facebook.com.
Oh, fun!
For other Cast Ranger needs, you can follow us on Facebook.com/RSCastRanger. CastRanger.podbean.com. You can follow us, or you can help us out on Patreon with www.patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. Or you can check out our new Instagram page at www.instagram.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. Or, if you like what Noble and Crunchman do, you can follow them at Rydertown Radio on YouTube.com and on Podomatic.
We also have a Facebook page.
That too. You can also follow them on Facebook.com/Rydertown Radio. Ultraman Orb is currently legally available on Crunchyroll.com at Crunchyroll.com/Ultraman Orb. And Ultraman Orb The Origin Saga is currently available on Amazon Prime. Woo, that was a mouthful. Everybody have a wonderful day and good night.
And buy Batman Mask of the Phantasm out on Blu-ray soon.